Yeah, so that was in 1998, and I flew Georges. That was an interesting flight. I think that was the first time I was what we call the lead project scientist, which is the research scientist on board the plane who knows what we're going to do and has the aircraft crew working toward the goal of the particular experiment. When we fly into a system, each flight has a goal. We have an experiment, and every year since I think the 60s, we've had a field program plan with explanations of the individual experiments that we want to do, and those are all online and available. And we still do that. So it's a lead project scientist's job to guide the plane, make sure everybody's doing, all the research people on board are doing their job, but also to give their expertise, say, that looks interesting. Can we take the plane there? Based on safety concerns, where the pilots are willing to go, et cetera, and, make changes on the fly. If we want to, study some convection, I'd have to look at the data and say, oh, the convection we want is over here, so we need to go over here to do what we want to do. And, sometimes a little more complicated than others. And, sometimes there was communication between the two planes, which back then was radio, and it was really difficult. I think that was the first time that I actually did that job. And, that's the top job, except for the total head of the field program plan. So Georges was 1998. And another experience that I had was in Hurricane Isabel, where we were doing this experiment called Sea Blast, which was looking at boundary layer information to try to learn how the energy from the ocean gets into the atmosphere and the structure of the winds and the structure of the ocean all near the surface. In order to get that, you need to fly pretty low. And we were flying in clear air down to about 150 or 170 feet. And it's really, really amazing down there. And it looked like the waves were going to hit the wings. And there's a lot of video online from those days. And we got a lot of really good data. And we'd flown missions like this in Hurricane Fabian and Hurricane Isabel. And when we were rising out of that, we got to 900 feet, and one of the engines caught on fire. And they put it out almost immediately. I mean, before I was even able to register that they said engine three on fire, it was out. But then we had three engines, and we had to very three out of the four, we had to very slowly go back to St. Croix. And they had fire engines lining the runway and everything, and we landed safely. And later, when they started the engines, it turned out that all of the engines were about to do that. And it turned out that it was from salt getting into the engine. So now they have instruments on the plane that measure the salt and make sure that doesn't happen. And when I started, we had no access to weather information. We had somebody at HRD faxing us, just paper information on what's going on with the storm. We'd all gather around the paper, and then the weather channel started, and we would start watching the tropical updates on the weather channel. And now it's all online, so we don't have to worry about any of this stuff. And now we have internet connection on the plane. So we can talk to the people on the plane and coordinate and do all sorts of stuff. So things have really changed a lot in that regard, and it's both easier and harder to do a lot of stuff.